And we did mention this in LSB meetings over the course of the last few months. It was people invited to participate were everyone on the LSB, all paid staff, and all programmers. Last year, we included Community Advisory Board. I think we got two responses from them. We weren't able to identify any of those people this year. In terms of programmers, since the LSB does not have a list, we relied on the list provided by Vinnie Jack at the station, which had over 70 programmers' names on it, emails. So we sent out to them, and anyone who heard, any programmer who heard about it, who was not on that list for whatever reason, who reached out to the committee did get the link. One thing that I'll take responsibility for not stressing enough is that we did include LSB committee members of the LSB who are not delegates to the board, as we did last year. That was in the directions to all of the LSB members. That probably should have been highlighted more, because there was a lot of, and to the extent that we're talking about reaching out to community members, that's how that works, is the people who participate in LSB committees who are not on the board, they were part of the, and that's exactly how it was last year. So I just wanted to explain that.
I'd like to add one additional thing. I want to express my deep appreciation and apologize to the team, because I unfortunately had to leave, and I had a prior commitment to a missionary kind of work I do in Africa. So I was away for a month and absent during that period of time, and the LSB chair and other folks stepped up and took the bridle and went ahead and got it done. So I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Mr. Pinchback.
One quick question. There seems to be a little confusion about the program director evaluation as to who it represented. Can we get some clarity on that? In other words, was this an evaluation of Ms. Stitt or Ms. Envereen?
It's an evaluation of Ms. Stitt, the permanent program director. The instructions give the time frame for last fall before she went on leave.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yep. Irene.
I have a couple of questions. I went back and looked, as Mr. Leon pointed out, and saw that there are no ratings for the general manager's evaluation. He does not get the same type of rating that the PD received, where you could rate high or low on the subject matter and give a statement about why you rate it that way. So that right there is a big difference. The other difference is the rating period. There was a big to-do on the committee about the rating period, where we also went to the ED and asked what the rating period was. And I do recall it being the same period as the GM. How that got shortened arbitrarily on the evaluation is a mystery to me. When the statement was that they would be rated on the same period, that was the information that came back to me as a committee member. The other, so why the rating period, the question is, why were there the evaluation periods different? Is a question. Why were there not ratings for the GM as they were for the PD? And also, there was a situation about the programmers not receiving, many of them not receiving the, a copy of the evaluation, and the response, or I said, well, they use Vinny's list, and they would say, well, we get all of Vinny's other emails. Why didn't we get these? And I don't understand Sarah's statement that, she will only use the pros. Evaluations are just that. They are people's, observations. And I think the pros and the cons should be considered when looking at these evaluations. There's some substance in the cons as well.
Okay. Let me take that for the second part first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Prose is P-R-O-S-E. Prose, the narrative. So I'm more interested in the narrative and what people actually said than I am in, you know, A, B, C, D, or
forgive me. Forgive me for that. I heard pros and I didn't think about P-R-O-S-E. I thought you were talking about P-R-O-S as pros and cons.
Okay. As far as the other thing goes, I'll let Dennis answer it, because I thought we gave both contestants, well, both people equal time. I'm not quite sure how that.
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me now. My recollection was that it was in two parts, and that the GMs had the rating part and in the first part, and the PROSE was in the second part. So that was sort of separated out this year. But the ratings I thought were still there. Quickly, I saw a question in the chat about the evaluations having been done like last November, December. They were done last July. And when we asked the executive director about the time period, she said that she wanted them like about now, around the end of May. I was trying to standardize the time period for all the employees. It's close. It was last summer. It seems closer than that, but it was back last summer. I don't remember what the other question was.
Again, I think I caused a lot of confusion because I, like I said, in the middle of the thing, I popped out. And I was away, right. And I really apologize for that.
The question wasn't about the timeliness of the evaluations. It was the period of performance that was rated.
Okay. Yeah. That second question I just got from the chat. I don't know, since the guidance was to evaluate that person. I don't know how you evaluate somebody when they are not, when they're off the clock. And so that's why we specified the time period when the person was actually working. That's all.
But we agreed in the committee that we would go with what the ED decided, which was the period of performance, which is from year to year. No one is evaluated on just the time that they're there. I can go out on detail and not be in my office, but I'm still evaluated on the period that I have been there. So we had this discussion. We went to the ED. She gave us the guidance to come back, and then, but yet we went against that and decided to do what you guys wanted to do. Well, and that's not fair.
Okay.
That's not fair.
Okay. Well, let me just say that the you guys was not just me. It was not just Sarah. Any decisions were made by the committee, among the people who were in the meetings at the committee. Every decision we made about what went into it and all the things and the rating period and all of that, those were all committee decisions.
Can I say one last thing, please? Mr. Chair?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I would like anybody that saw a problem with the instruments to write that down and send that to me, because that's part of our learning process, and we get better each year we do this. From what I understand, they hadn't done these evaluations for a long period of time. And so last year was the first time they did it. This year is the second time we do it, and the third time, next year will be the third time we do it, and it'll get better as we go. But please send any errors or omissions that you spot to us and let me know.
Thank you. Good point. Good point.
Okay, that's all I have, Mr. Chair.
Okay, unfinished business. Oh, I'm sorry, Eric. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize there was a time period involved. I'll just go ahead and put my hand down because these things can be a bit subjective, but I find it quite concerning and a bit disturbing that you're going to get a flawed or possibly biased response just based on events that have come up recently in the last, say, few weeks or so. And I'll leave it at that. That's just very concerning.
Okay.
Your input is duly noted. We'll consider that, Eric.
Thank you.
Yeah, and if you can help us find a time when nothing much is going on and we can do this, that would be helpful.
Between rounds.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so now we come to unfinished business, and Mr. Blanton, I believe, has a proposal that is linked to some of the discussions we have had before about about police, right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Whereas the WPOW-LSB in this last term adopted a resolution on genocide of African Americans. Whereas the LSB show in 2021-22 season conducted a regular segment on police shootings of Kwame Okron. Whereas the LSB show reported without objection or contradiction over 29 killings of African Americans by police in the DMV. Whereas the reality of police murders have been reported by Pacifica listeners. We therefore call upon the LSB and WPFW program director, assisted by and in conclusion with the LSB program committee and the LSB members involved, contact and engage Ms. Melanie Cooper and her designees in the regular presentation of a segment on the appropriate WPFW show, parenthesis, the amount of time to be determined, a regular segment on police murders in America. I ask for your seconds. I'll accept any amendments and comments.
Is there a second? Did you send this to everyone in the email?
I can't get online for some reason. I've been trying to do it all night. Okay. I'm working with you right now on my phone.
Kamal, are you there?
Yes.
I'm going to forward this to you and ask you to share your screen. Can you do that?
I believe so. Yep.
Okay. Okay, so everybody can get a look at what we're talking about. Ron, is this a second?
No, this is a question.
Okay, go ahead.
The only concern I have about this is that it seems to be focused on the LSB show and other shows. I would rather that there be a dedicated program of its own, a standalone program that could be produced, on a weekly basis that would, address those issues. So I guess that's, and I didn't hear that in the proposal. So I would also ask that, there be consideration for, a weekly program, a weekly standalone program that deals specifically with those issues. Rather than relying on guest time on other people's shows.
All right. Well, first we need to see if we have a second, and if there is a second, then we can.
Vanessa seconds.
Okay. So we are.
I guess I was hoping for a friendly amendment.
It has to be an official motion before we can amend it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Seconded. And now the body owns it, and we can amend it if we wish. Okay. I see Sarah and Verna to speak to the question.
Which one of us?
You first.
Okay. My only question would be, will the police department, representatives from the police department be there on the show or be invited to the show, systematically invited to the show? Whether they show up or not is not my concern. My concern is, will they be systematically invited to participate in the show so that they can say, if there is a contrary view, that they can express it?
That seems premature to me. If we're talking about creating regular programming, then that would be part of the decision of what goes into the programming. That's just my thought.
Okay, I'll take it back and wait until a better day.
Verna.
Okay, I'm sorry, I had to unmute. I just want to say that this is such a critical issue that we have covered over the years, even before it became popular to cover it. And, you know, I must admit, some of us have slacked off on coverage of it lately. However, I have some flexibility in my program, What's at Stake. Now, I cannot offer a weekly time slot for this issue, but after hearing the compelling story that Ms. Vaughn, I believe Kimberly Vaughn, shared with us this evening, it really reminded me just how important it is that we keep this in the forefront. So I want to invite Thomas Blanton to communicate with me offline, and we'll see if we can come up with some sort of an opportunity to include this on a regular basis. I can't say it'll be weekly, but it could very well be a standard segment or program. So let's talk about that, Thomas. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Verna. The proposal is now on the screen, and Donna Grimes has her hand up.
I was going to say I like Ron's friendly amendment. I think, you know, and when Verna is suggesting it fits in there as well, that something is offered on a regular basis, I would like to see that, but it needs to be developed. But anyway, that was all I was going to say.
So would the amendment be that the LSB is asking the station to develop regular programming or a regular program dealing with the issue?
Yes, that's the friendly amendment.
Mr. Chair, may I speak to parliamentarian?
Please do.
There is actually no such a thing as a friendly amendment. There's no such a thing as a hostile amendment. What has to happen is it's an amendment, period. It's nothing else but an amendment. Now, Robert's Rules of Order does state that if somebody left out a verb or something before the motion is seconded and it's very, very quick, that could be considered a friendly amendment. But otherwise, everything is an amendment, especially if you're trying to change something significant in the original language. Thank you for recognizing, Mr. Chair.
Understood. Okay, Vanessa, at this point, we will be discussing the amended version, and we'll have a vote on that first.
Okay, I was going to maybe try to amend the amendment to say not to take away from Thomas's original language.
Exactly.
But to go
add to it.
So I can't see it on the screen yet, but something to the effect of toward the goal of developing whatever language Ron used. So keeping Thomas's language and then adding with the goal of developing a show, a regular show, or whatever the language would be. Does that make sense?
So it's reading the regular reporting of a segment in the appropriate show, amount of time to be determined, a regular segment on police murders in America. Reporting of a segment on the appropriate show or a show. So it's a segment or, in fact, regular programming on police murders.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think so.
Thomas?
Yes.
I think that's it, yes.
Yes, okay. That's good.
Okay. Any other comments or questions before we vote on that as amended?
Mr. Chair, can you hear me?
I do. I got you.
When you expanded the screen, I lost capability to. Oh, okay. I just have a comment here. In terms of programming, I just say more so it's a concern. If it's made a regular program as opposed to a segment, this will possibly mean, this is going to involve a change in the grid.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something we need to keep in mind
or
be mindful of that.
Yes. And we are not dictating anything. We are suggesting that as an alternative. I heard from the program director earlier that, she was looking for new program ideas and that there needed to be some changes in the grid, that there is one strip that needs to be replaced.
Okay,
I'm going to go to Sue first, then I'll come back to you, Sarah.
Okay, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yeah, this is
okay. Your bag. So you know, I love this idea, but I really want to be clear. To do it well, there has to be at least one person willing to devote 10 to 20 hours a week to producing. Coming up with the ideas, the booking, the following up, and then at least one other person willing to devote 5 to 10 a week to host, getting the background, preparing, etc. So I want to make sure we have those resources because this has to be done well. It's a really important idea, but it's got to be done well.
Understood. So the way it's written now is that would be the requirement for a standalone show. We are asking for either, to consider a show or a segment, presumably if a show is, if a standalone show is, impractical, then this resolution would also support a segment of an existing show. That makes sense?
It's a great idea, but if you think about it, playing out week after week, mm-hmm. how are you developing the themes? How are you developing the guests? You're digging into a wide range of topics around policing. Mm-hmm. So we just kind of make sure we have the resources to do it.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Okay, good point. Thank you. Coming back to Sarah.
I agree 100% with what the start of this is, and I agree with the fact, and I feel the pain here. But what I'd like to do is take this idea, and a lot of shows on television, news shows, do this exactly. Every night they show another murder and another horrible situation where, but it's a lack of training, a terrible culture in police. That go into neighborhoods they're not familiar with and bring their prejudices and social mores to thing. That's the bottom line here is the ineptitude of police in doing their jobs and it's gotta kind of roll back down to this finality. There's gotta be an end point to this. There's gotta be a result. And just to say over and over and over again, another black person got murdered, it doesn't say why, it doesn't say what you do about it. And that's what I think is the piece that I feel like is missing here.
Okay. Donna, is this your hand from before?
No, it's a new hand.
Okay, so you know, just I didn't quick. Say that. Okay, Donna, and then Ron, and then I want to call the question.
Thank you. I was just going to say, I like where this is going. I agree with what Sarah said. I think this, you know, it needs to be developed. And I think, and Sue's point as well. My comment is that we call out specifically, with no disrespect, Mrs. Melody Cooper, and her situation is a terrible situation, but so is the other situation we heard this evening and so many others. I would take out the name. I mean, the topic is the thing is the topic. The issue is topic to me. And, there's so many names that could be placed in that position. So I think I want to update it in that regard. Thank you.
Ron, and then Ms. Vaughn.
Okay, I agree with what Donna just said. And I also, agree with what Sarah, just said. This is a crisis of policing. So no, it's not about just, you know, rehearsing or rehashing, you know, individual murders. It's the whole concept, the whole process. You know, why this is happening? Why are the police ignoring reality? You know, why communities ignore reality? You know, so it's a very, very, you know, it's a very, very complicated subject, you know, and that's why, you know, it should be explored in its entirety. You know, not just from the victims, but, you know, from the community perspective as well. So that's like, there's a lot to be hashed out here. Okay. It does require some planning and, but I'm encouraging that take place.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Vaughn.
Thank you all for addressing this. And I agree with actually all of you. I definitely think that there needs something to be, you know, some person that is capable of, you know, handling, you know, all the different cases and all the things that come along. And I also agree with Sarah in the respect that, it's now becoming more of a human rights thing than it is just mm-hmm. a civil rights thing. And that's kind of why I was here tonight, because my husband that was killed in the story I shared earlier, obviously with the name Muhammad, he was an Arab American. And then we also have families that we could bring to the table. There is another kind of narrative going on where police are killing mentally ill people who mm-hmm. have called for help. So there's many different areas of the police brutality perspective that could be addressed. I think that there is a lot to talk about, and I think it would be, I think it would bring a lot of traffic, to the station. There are a lot of families like myself who get shut out by the press, who would absolutely, come out of the woodwork for an opportunity like this. But it's definitely, something that you can also address as the bigger picture of it all is the qualified immunity aspect of it.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know qualified immunity, that is the bigger picture of the police brutality, crusade, shall I say. You know, that is the unwritten law in this country that allows these officers to basically get away with killing all these people. So I think that it's definitely something that could be opened up, much broader, and there's a lot of content there. And, that's just coming from my communication standpoint. I actually used to be a jazz DJ at my college in Ohio. So definitely the background there lays itself out to be some very interesting conversations and some very in-depth and provocative stories to share. And I just thank you all for considering. Thank you.
Thank you.
What college in Ohio?
Actually, it's a university now, but when I went, it was Mount Union College. Now it's the University of Mount Union. You're wearing the purple. That's the right color there. We're the best Division III football team in the nation. We've won the national championship several times. So if you're a football fan, you might have heard of Mount Union. But it's in Alliance, Ohio, which is very near to Canton, Ohio, where the Pro Football Hall of Fame is, just to give you a reference. So
and near Worcester.
Yeah, down there near that way. And then our radio station was WRMU, Radio Mount Union.
Mm-hmm. So. I came out of Kent State, WKSU.
Oh, okay.
A long time ago.
Yeah. I grew up
in Akron.
Okay, well then you know my stomping grounds that I'm talking about here. And I actually, my daughter and I had to move us out of Akron for safety issues.
Oh,
we get harassed a lot since my husband, her father was killed. I don't live very far from the Kent campus actually, so I'm familiar with that as well. But again, thank you all for your consideration of this and reaching out, outside of the box a little bit to some other stories, some other areas. Like I said, I just appreciate the consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to come to Mr. Tatum first. I want to say that I believe I heard a suggestion and a second about removing the individual name in order to generalize the issue. We will consider that iteration first. But let me go to Mr. Tatum and the other hands that are up now, so we can get to this, because we may have like three different layers of votes to take on this. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was looking at the resolving clause and I see a couple of problems. The appropriate show should be defined, if not already. And the other parenthetical.
The appropriate show should be what?
Should be designated.
Okay.
And the parenthetical part, amount of time should be determined. That should also be put in the motion because it leaves those two areas wide open. And so it doesn't designate who will say what the appropriate show is, and it doesn't designate who will determine the amount of time. Thank you.
Well, what I disagree with is that it's asking us to work with management. I don't think it's the place of the LSB to designate a particular show or a particular time, but the idea is to work with, ultimately management is going to have to make the decision on what show would contain this.
Understood. So in other words, you have a responsible person or committee that will pick the appropriate show and also determine the amount of time. Thank you.
Not from the committee, but from the management.
Okay. Thank you.
Let me see. Who do we got here? We got Eric and then Sue gets one more time and then let's try and make some decisions here.
Is that me, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, it's you. You got it.
Yeah. Sue Goodwin made a brilliant point.
Thank you.
We're dealing with law enforcement. This is going to have to involve a state of the art production team. I mean, it just can't be a bunch of angry folks going on the air every week, you know, saying F the police. It's going to have to involve a production team, foresight, insight, and planning, and vetting, and backing up and confirming everything that's done on the air. You know, the station can put its license in jeopardy if those things are not in play.
Well, Let me just say that I think that, you know, we have to, and you know, that's why management is included. We're not going on the air making this up as we go along. We have to trust the radio professionals who run the station. I absolutely agree with you that it has to be done, carefully. And that's why, you know, Sue Goodwin is one of the people in the news department who would have a say in this. Verna Avery Brown, who's a producer, is one of the people who would have a say in how this gets done. We can't detail that at this point. What all we can do is say we think this should be done, and then you begin the process of discussing where, when, how it gets done. But unless we say as a group that we think it should happen, then it may not happen at all.
It sounds like it's something that warrants further study. That's the point I was going to just bring up.
Okay. Okay.
And that might possibly be an amendment. I'm not sure that's what we were looking for to happen, but it just to say yes on a vote tonight, we're going to do it. And then.
Well, we can't put it on the air.
Yes. Okay.
A vote tonight can say that we're going to ask the management to begin working.
Very good. Thank you.
Sue, and then we make some decisions.
Yeah, I think what I'm going to say is repetitive to what we've been hearing other people say and what I said earlier. This really is a production challenge. I mean, if you think about the bench of criminologists, of policing insiders, of people who have been victimized, it's hard work. This is not the easiest booking to do in the world. So whoever was just speaking, I think the idea there is let's get a small team together and let's create a vision. And once you have a vision of what you want to do, we can figure out how to do it. But let's be honest about what we want to do and what's reasonable. It is a great idea. It's important. But I think we've got to be creative about how we actually put it into place.
All right. Let me say this, and I don't think this needs to be necessarily in the language of the resolution, but let me put this out. If this passes, our next step as a board should be to see if there are volunteers of a small committee to begin working to implement this, working with programmers on the and producers on the board and with management to figure out the specific next steps.
I mean, there are exciting ideas about how do we draw on affiliates, you know, how do we pull in content. Right. Yeah, got it.
Right, so that would be the next step is, okay, what are the next steps? So we need a small group from this to begin to help begin the discussions and the shepherding the premises.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the last thing I heard was we would keep this as written. We add the possibility of a standalone show if that proves feasible, but also that we remove the specific case of Ms. Cooper's name in order to make this more general. Are there any objections to that to making that change? Well, I guess we just vote on that as the as the whole proposition, right, John?
Actually, you could do it step by step, but
okay. Are there any objections to making those two changes?
Dennis, I heard the second one about removing her name, which I think I agree with. But what was the first one?
The first one was that we add the possibility, if it should prove feasible, just open up the possibility of doing this not as a segment, but also to create a show. That obviously would be a lot of work, but just to open up that possibility.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Any objections? We're not commenting. We're voting now. If there are no objections to that, then we'll vote on that as the resolution.
Okay.
Well, I object. I don't think that the offering is comprehensive enough, and I've said so.
Okay. Then we will call the roll on that version of the resolution. Ellen. Can you prepare to call the roll on the resolution that would include removing Melody Cooper's name and adding the possibility of a dedicated program?
Mr. Chair, could you just have that reread thoroughly again, please? With the language?
The whole thing?
Just the resolution.
Yeah, that's what I mean, the whole resolution. You mean the resolving clause? We therefore call upon the LSB and WPFW program director, assisted by and in consultation with the LSB program committee and the LSB members involved, contact in the LSB members involved. Let me see. In the regular reporting of a segment on the appropriate show, amount of time to be determined, a regular segment on police murders in America, or a dedicated program if feasible.
Mr. Chair.
How about engage aggrieved parties?
That's all part of it. That's all part of it. That's the all part of it. We don't have to nitpick here. It says right plainly.
This is a program.
It's not about being hostile, but we are
one voice at a time. Thank you. That's what we're calling the roll on.
Mr. Chair, I have a point of information or question. Why is this a resolution as opposed to a motion?
They're identical.
Okay, there's your answer. Same thing. Okay, Ellen, are you there? Can you call the roll?
Yes, I can call the roll.
Okay.
All right. Yes is for the resolution, Dennis, or how are we voting?
Yes is for the amended resolution.
Okay. To remove the lady's name.
Right. Okay. And broaden it. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Irene, yes or no?
Yes, remove the lady's name.
Okay. Yao? Yao? Yao, come back to him. Thomas?
Yes.
Karen Briggs? I'll come back to her. Sarah?
Yes.
Verna?
Yes.
Wayne Bruce? Did he come in? Is Wayne Bruce there?
No.
Okay, I'll go to Bill.
Yes.
You said Wayne Bruce was there or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Violetta?
Yes.
Vanessa?
Yes.
Vicky? Is she there? I'll come back to her. Wanda?
Yes.
Sue?
Yes.
Donna Grimes?
Yes.
Kamal?
Yes.
Julie?
Yes.
Arthur Highland?
Not here.
Okay. Patrick Morrison?
Yes.
Lucy Murphy? I'll come back to Ron.
Yes.
Eric Ramey.
Abstain.
Minerva.
Yes.
Adele is not here. Dennis.
Yes.
Okay, everybody said yes. One person abstention, and the other people aren't here.
Okay.
I thought we had a no. That was the purpose of the vote, but I could be wrong. I'm sorry.
Who was a no?
There was an objection. There was not a no vote when we called the roll.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Mr.
Chair. There were abstentions, but not. Okay. Yep. So it was more or less unanimous.
So the resolution passes as amended. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you, board.
Thank you all for your involvement.
Let us see if there is any new business. I was tempted to say short new business, but that would be inappropriate. Business is business.
Excuse me, my hand is up, but yeah, sorry, disregard that. It was a mistake. It was
okay. Anybody else have any new business? Okay, well then let me, what are the action items that need to take place? Anybody want to call out anything that you heard that we still need to work on? So that we know who's, I know. We need to get at least 3 volunteers, to follow up on the motion we just passed. That's the first thing.
I assume Verna's offer includes that. Verna, are we part of that process?
Okay, I got Thomas and Verna. Is there at least one more person who want to begin that conversation?
Is that a question to me?
Well, you already volunteered. I'm asking if there's one more person.
Oh, okay.
I volunteer.
Thank you, Sue. Okay. Action item complete. Not complete, but assigned.
Dennis, Chair, yes. Do we have we were asked the LSB members would contribute $25 to the,
for the 5K.
5K. Was that decided? I think that was pending, right?
We didn't vote. It was a request. It wasn't a motion.
Actually, it was a recommendation from a committee chair, which was me from the development.
Okay, I heard it as a recommendation, not as a resolution to be voted on. Did you want to vote for the board to vote to require everyone to contribute? Is that what you wanted?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Make your motion. Restate it. It doesn't need a second.
I'd like to make a motion that the LSB committee members contribute $25 toward the 5K run.
That everyone is required to contribute.
Everyone is required to contribute to the 5K run that will occur on September 9th, 2023.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
So are we, those who do not, I mean, what is involved? The guillotine, the fire squad, or?
I don't know.
The Wrath of Rini. Oh no, seriously.
I don't know that there is an enforcement
mechanism. There really isn't. But it is an LSB event. It's the LSB 5K run in support of WPFW. If you haven't done anything to support the LSB, or if you haven't done anything to support WPFW, please find it in your heart to support this event. It's going to be a good one.
Well, technically everyone on the board is a supporter. That's otherwise we wouldn't be here. So everybody has done something to support WPFW. That's a requirement for having
financially.
What is the deadline involved for the contribution? Or is it roughly?
Right now, we do need to pay the race director before July 30th. So as soon as possible, that's one of the things that we need immediately is to be able to get the race director. But then I'm going to leave this to Violetta because she's a committee chair.
Where are these contributions to be made?
Thank you. Exactly.
I asked that earlier. What the answer I got was to go to the WPFW website to the donate page and designate the contribution to the 5K.
Oh, okay.
Or if you mail it in, you know, make the check payable to WPFW and write that it's for the 5K.
That's a disaster waiting to happen, but don't tell anyone I said that.
I have to agree with Ramey on that one. You gotta make sure it's posted appropriately.
Well, I asked about that and Martha said it did work because we were keeping a track of whatever and it did reconcile. So I don't know, unless another suggestion would be used.
No other suggestion, but remember what Jerry said, that his assistant, his financial assistant has been out for some time without any communication.
So, Chair, may I make a recommendation, please?
Yes.
Okay, Minerva, when she coordinated the LSB/programmer get-together, we were able to send contributions, I'm not saying to her, but directly to her. So if there's an individual who can accept contributions.
Well, it has to be to the individual because they can't be a PFW to an individual.
Well, they could, Minerva also used a Venmo or a Cash App device where she could keep up with and print out a report. So that is an option too.
Right. It wasn't to her.
Right. But she was able to keep up with that and she still has the record of it. I think that's a better option personally since the committee has to write a check, but it has to be what Violetta and Martha are comfortable with.
Okay. Well, y'all need to make a decision like in the next 30 seconds, how you want us to do that so we can vote, so people can know before they vote if they want to do that.
Okay, so it sounds like the LSB would be more comfortable with us kind of gathering it on our own due to the staffing issues and so on. Is that what I'm hearing?
I would.
Okay.
I think so.
Well, I do have a Venmo. I can get with, you want to know where to send
it? Do you also have Cash App or Zelle? I don't have Venmo.
I have Zelle and Cash App. I have Zelle.
Okay. So
why don't we leave it that the contributions will go through you and then you can share that contact information, with the board after the meeting through email.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So, that is the proposal. Are there objections? Bill? You just clicked on. Asked if there were objections in your box lit up.
No, I'm sorry. That's an error. My fault.
Okay. Just trying to be attentive. Okay, if there are no objections, then that is the will of the board. We will expect people to make a contribution of at least $25 following Violetta's instructions within the next few weeks.
What was the total amount needed, Mr. Chair, again?
I don't know.
I think the race director is like 500 or 600. Martha has talked to some organizations that give the food, so I think that we're all right with that. And Irene, if you're still here, or Martha, there are some other expenses, but the race director is the most pressing.
Yeah, that's the biggest expense, I believe.
Yes.
Can I ask something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. Can we just say, you know, it's as they are able. They want financial donations. $25 is recommended, but as they're able.
It's too late for that.
We already passed it, and obviously you're not going to do it. Okay. But yeah, I mean that would have been nice, but we already passed it with no objection.
And we won't turn down if it's less than $25, right?
$5 exactly.
Nothing's too big and nothing's too small, as they say. Come out.
Right.
It's not related to this. I had something else.
Okay.
To bring. So whenever.
Okay, we're ready.
Is that now? Great.
Yep.
So in light of the discussions earlier around the relocation committee and the fact that the reconstitution of such kind of dovetails onto the finance committee, of which myself and Julie Hewer are the only delegates there, I'm asking for folks to step up and become members of the finance committee so we can have a significant number of voting delegates on that committee going forward.
Well said. So we are putting out an urgent plea for LSB delegates within the next week or two to contact Kamau Harris directly to volunteer to become a member of the finance committee.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we'll actually deal with the relocation committee on the other side if we are about to wrap up and take a Don, did you have something else?
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. So if we were to adjourn now, we would take a 5-minute break.
Hold on a second. Let me turn this.
No, I'm not, I can't propose it. Somebody else has to propose it.
So are you leaving?
Yeah, I'm leaving.
You can propose it, Mr. Chair.
I said I can't.
Don't move.
You can.
5 minutes.
C-A-N.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. Everyone else, please leave. LSB members, just stay logged in. Turn off your cameras. Turn off your microphone. Do what you got to do. I'll meet you back here in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay? All right. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.